the voice of reason, the voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
All right, well, Congress gets back to work today after their August break. And a lot of work to be done. One of the big things that'll be on the forefront, though, will be gun control. My good friend from West Michigan, Congressman Bill Heisinger from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, joining me back here on the program. Congressman, welcome back.
Steve, good to be with you. And I just have to say, anytime I can come in with Rush as my bump music, it's a good day.
Well, there you go. You know, and we do this. We plan this just for you, of course. You know, it's nice to know that members of Congress have an appreciation for what, you know, musically appreciated. That's important.
That's right.
So when you get back to work today, obviously the Democrats want to push gun control. And I don't know how far they want to go, but I see people like some of the candidates running for president want to tax guns 30%, ammunition 50%. Some other members out there on the campaign trail say it's time to not just outlaw certain kinds of rifles, but to confiscate those. You just hear one proposal after another. Are any of the proposals you're hearing, universal background checks for private sales, red flag laws, anything you think that has a chance of survival, and any of them that you would support?
Good question. I think that is the crux of it, as you're saying, you know, who wants to do what? And the issue is that even on the other side of the aisle, that opinion is all over the place. And the scariest and obviously biggest non-starter is confiscation and mandatory buyback. I don't know how you have voluntary mandatory buybacks, but you know, people are trying to parse words here. That is certainly something that is at the forefront. And at the end of the day, they're going to have a very difficult time moving the needle on this because, as anyone who has gone and purchased a weapon and is a gun owner knows, it is not easy to purchase a weapon now because there has been so much that has been put in place over
sure.
decades. So, you know, you hear these stupid things sometimes like it's easier to buy a gun than it is to register to vote. Like, are you kidding me?
Voter
and all these other things that have gone on. It is not just this wild west.
But for the uneducated, they just buy into it. The uneducated, they don't know the difference. They don't own guns. They believe the hysteria. They all want to be victims of some sort or another. And they just, oh, my God, it's easier to do this than that. And they hyperventilate and they just buy into it. Let me ask you about these red flag laws.
One quick thing on that. You're absolutely right. It is a lack of understanding of
sure.
what guns do and how they function. And just because they look aggressive, people want to then start banning them and calling them things that they aren't.
I want to point your attention to the shooter here in Midland, Odessa, Texas, here a week or two ago. Apparently, he was banned from purchasing firearms because of his criminal background and mental health issues that he had faced previously. Yet he went to a private sale, bought this weapon from a private seller. That's going to fuel the push for background checks on everyone, including private sales. For these weapons, something that is supported by many Americans. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, and I think that is the thorniest issue that we're probably going to be stumbling across. In fact, I was just having a conversation, and my high school son was asking me about this. They're talking about it in school. And that is what the language that we have seen laid out so far would make if you and I went out and went hunting, you couldn't lend me one of your shotguns, you know. And it's that kind of thing, that the extreme push that people have, that I think is going to end up just tripping themselves up. But there will be a lot of discussion about that. I am very reticent about doing that because of, you know, what am I trying to if I'm trying to, for example, sell this to a friend or someone that I know or one of my kids, and you've got people out there even trying to ban that. And so I just don't see that there's going to be a middle ground that works.
That's not going to happen. But, you know, I think most Americans, if a stranger comes down the street because I've run an ad on social media, Craigslist or whatever it might be, for the sale of a shotgun or rifle, whatever it might be, and a stranger shows up to buy that rifle, I'm okay with, and that's, this doesn't win me a lot of friends, Bill, as you can imagine, but I don't mind if you have to go fill out the yellow sheet. I don't mind if you have to do a background check. I mind if it costs too much money and becomes prohibitive for people that are at lower incomes to spend that money to get a firearm to defend themselves. I don't think that your civil rights should be put on a price tag like a poll tax, for example. But I don't have a problem with, with a permanent transfer of a weapon. If a weapon is transferring permanently, not loaning a shotgun to somebody you're hunting with, not loaning it to somebody who believes they're in danger for a brief period of time, but the permanent transfer of a firearm to somebody, I'm okay with a background check. It doesn't bother me in the least. Your thoughts?
Well, so then, Steve, I think you stumbled onto that at the very beginning of it. What is the access that we as private citizens can have to the NICS system or something similar to that? It just doesn't exist at this point. And so that, you know, you have that logical question is, what is that threshold? What is that barrier to get into the system? Because we don't want just information going out willy-nilly, right?
Right.
So does that go through a gun dealer of some sort? Or what do you have to do that would then allow access into that system? Nobody's figured that part out yet. And I think you're right. There's a lot of gun owners that have stopped selling to someone because they've just not felt right about it.
Sure.
They felt uncomfortable about it. And unfortunately, there are scrupulous people in a very fallen world that don't necessarily have that same, you know, that same red flag going up. So, excuse me. So if there's going to be some sort of discussion about a system that's accessible, or are you going to have to go through some sort of third party? It's got to be affordable, and so far that has not emerged.
So let me ask you this, Congressman. We only have a couple of minutes left. I look at all of the things being said on the campaign trail by Democrats running for president, whether it's gun control and confiscation, abortion up to the moment of birth, which is abhorrent and horrible, open borders, eliminating fossil fuels. Joe Biden promised over the weekend he will eliminate all fossil fuels. And just scratch your head, you go, these agendas are so far left, is it even possible? We got about a minute here, but they are just completely in the left ditch, aren't they?
Totally. They've jerked the wheel off into the left ditch, as you said. And here's the end of the day. We just need battery power. How do you think batteries get charged, right? You know, I mean, we still have a fossil fuel-based energy production system. And there's no way that you can replicate that with wind power. There's no way you can do that, certainly in Michigan, with solar power. It's not there. And yet they want to somehow defy the laws of physics.
Yeah. Congressman, a lot on the horizon. Anything? I've got about 15 seconds. Anything you're working on?
Yeah, you know, look, we're working on the Financial Services Committee looking at the economy, making sure that that's healthy and robust. We want to keep it going. We do not want to become Europe or even Asia with the slowdown that's been happening there. That's what I'm going to keep pushing on.
Congressman Bill Heising, Michigan 2nd Congressional District Representative. Always appreciate you being here, Bill.
Hey, great to be with you.
Talk soon. Bill Heising, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break, and then Rich Studley will join us. Don't go anywhere.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get